Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? I'm sitting here with my True North hat on. I'm looking north. We're going to get fired up today. We're going to go talk with Jeff Sawyer, who has been in this industry since he was a kid. And what are we going to talk about today is we're going to talk about relationships are the most powerful and important aspects of your business that tends to get overlooked, right? So organizations tend to focus on the P&Ls and those profits and numbers, right? But by putting the focus on relationships with clients and subcontractors and employees, the quality of work will increase along with the customer experience. And that will naturally lead to more profits. Sounds obvious, right? Well, it's much harder to live it. And we're going to go and talk with someone who's lived it. And we're going to go in and hopefully this message will give you other business owners and the leaders of the tribe something else to think about, to focus on besides profits, right? You got to be profitable, but the relationships drive those profits. So from my perspective, a great builder can have huge positive impact on your local community. And I know Jeff and his team has done some of that in more ways than one. And our industry runs on relationships. So we're going to task Jeff to talk about those relationships today. Get in there and know his story about looking true north. Let's lock and load and have some fun, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
I'm probably going to be the most boring guest that you've ever had, but water, believe it or not, is my favorite.
Oh, man, we get a lot of waters out there, man. When you're working hard and being pure, it's a good deal, man. Yeah. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
I would say inside the United States, probably my favorite place is Seaside, Florida. I don't know if you've seen the movie The Truman Show. It was filmed there. It's one of the coolest developments. I think they've won multiple awards for how they developed that community. And it's just a sense of, you drive around in golf carts. It's an amazing place if you have the opportunity to go take a look at the architecture and how they did the actual development of the site.
Awesome. Well, give us one story from hanging out there.
I got engaged there, believe it or not.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good story. How did you set the stage for that?
Well, I actually did I'm kind of romantic. So I actually set up a pirate hunt where my fiance had to go to the beach and dig up a treasure chest. And then the ring was in the treasure chest. So
super cool, man. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Jeff, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside these construction silos we're trying to break down and work on these relationships that we passionately call the art of construction?
I would say for me, it's fitness, any type of fitness, whether strength training, running in the woods, hiking. I got into triathlons, done a couple Ironman. Anything to do with fitness is kind of where I put a lot of my outside energy. It allows me to kind of shut my mind off and just do physical activity. And it's my meditation. It's the way for me to kind of refocus, recenter.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, tell us your story. What led you to starting True North Construction?
So it goes all the way back to when I was in high school. I started to take a drafting class, worked through the drafting class, and started to design my own house my senior year. And I really enjoyed the process. I enjoyed the architecture. I enjoyed learning about materials. And so that kind of led me into the architectural field, where I went to school at Wentworth Institution of Technology in Boston for an architecture degree. Graduated from Boston, from college in Boston, and then I had the opportunity when Atlanta was booming, and I moved to Atlanta right out of college and worked for a bunch of the big home builders down there. One in particular, Venture Homes, really kind of set the stage for me going into business myself, taught me a lot of things, especially total quality management. A lot of the best practices and how to put customer service and quality in front of everything. And so that's kind of how I got my feet wet into the industry. I kind of reached a point in my career and I have done everything. I built houses, I built commercial buildings, I ran architecture departments, and I had that burning desire to go do it on my own and see if I could do it on my own. So I started actually a company called Generation 2 in about 2002, and I started building office condominiums. moved back to an area back home, back to Connecticut, and have over the last 5 years started a new business called True North Construction with my business partner, Matt Powers. We've been focusing 100% on remodeling. And we also are developers as well. We're building office condominiums as well. So that's kind of how I got started in the industry and how True North started. True North with my business partner, actually going back a little bit further, got started. My drywall contractor thought me and my business partner, Matt, would be a good fit. So me and Matt did a couple projects together. We kind of realized that I like to do the things that he didn't like to do, and he does the things I didn't like to do. We thought it was a perfect fit. And it's been an incredible 4 or 5 years since we started this company. It's been a great fit for a business partner. You know, you hear the bad things about having a business partner, but having a business partner has been wonderful. If you can find someone that you can work well with, you're going to have your disagreements, obviously. But it's been a huge asset for this company to go forward, because we can divide and conquer. I can manage certain parts of the business, and he can manage parts of the business. And then, you know, we always meet. And so it's always an easy flow of communication, work, and jobs get done faster. And it's been a great partnership so far.
Oh man, so much gold unpacked there. So got to have your mind right. You got to be healthy when we talk about his passions, and you learn by doing. So you've been in this, you got your architecture degree, so you have those design elements that you went to school for, but you've lived the art of construction, right? And yeah. I love the fact that you have a partner, and that there's definitely something that really resonates. And I, you know, that's my job with the Art of Construction Tribe, is to just make sure you stop and pause and say, you know, partners can be a challenge, but if you find that partner that's the yin and yang, as we talk about, that's the opposite of you, you can really double down. And it's cool to hear. And I want to kind of dive in and talk through the subs and your relationship. Did you say your drywaller connected you guys as matchmaker?
Yeah, he did. And actually, how funny is it now? We've hired our drywaller, and he's our project manager now. So
that's the thing of this industry, right? Relationships are earned, not given. And if you can learn how to be a drywaller, that is a true trade, right? Because you have to cover up so many sins that others create, right?
And absolutely.
Especially on these modern smooth wall houses. So you know how to be a project manager if you've had to make all that stuff work. So we all learn by doing, and that's kind of the foundational elements we're going to go on today. But I always like to start when a business owner comes in to say, what values, and we're big on core values here on the Art of Construction, did you find True North Construction on? And you said remodels are kind of your focus, right?
Yeah, we started, we started with remodeling, and then we started to build a couple spec homes. And we quickly realized that we really needed to focus on remodeling. There's better profit margins in there, and you can control your destiny a little bit more, if we felt like, with the remodeling side of the business, a little bit less risk than building, spec houses. So we've decided, let's just be the best remodeling company we can be. We started our values kind of stuff. We sat in a conference room when we got together for the first time, and we both read the book, Discovering Your Why by Simon Sinek. And we were talking about the book. And when I said to him, me and Matt were sitting there, and we said, what are we going to base this business on? And we both kind of just sat, we almost at the exact same time, we both said relationships. Like, part of the reason we love being in this industry, because there's so many different relationships between employees, subcontractors, suppliers, clients. There's just so many different aspects of it. And we both played sports growing up, and that was the one thing we both came back to and said, we should base this company on relationships. And it sounds crazy, because most companies are basing everything on your profit margins and quality. Now, we do still do high quality. We're really clean. You know, we protect people's houses, but the relationship piece of it has really catapulted our business, because we focused on the relationships. And, you know, our subcontractors are like an extension of our business. They're almost like employees. We include them in on everything, whether it's company events. We get their opinion on things. We get all these guys in the same room together. We go on fishing trips. So it's about building relationships for us. And it's kind of trickled all the way through. Our clients notice the way we handle our business in terms of how we manage our guys and our subcontractors. So we just based our whole entire business on forming good relationships.
Great stuff. Yeah, as a business leader, owner, you have to read Start With Why to really figure out why you do versus all of us talking about what we do, right? And that's a key thing, and you know why you do it. And it's all over your website. I'm going to talk about that as your relationship. So cool stuff. So let's take another stab, another question. So I've seen you take on a very personal role in helping guide your clients through all the decisions they need to make for their home. Why do you do that? And what effect do you think that has on your projects?
Well, you know, I was looking for a way for us to offer another level of service. Looking at our competitors in this area, most of our competitors are basically sending the clients, hey, they're going to just send you to the cabinet place, send you to the granite place, send you to the plumbing supply house. And, you know, going through this process of remodeling our building, it's an overwhelming process in general. So customers get overwhelmed. So we just decided, hey, let's make that part of our service, part of something what we're offering is I will go on all those appointments. I set up all the appointments and I go on all the appointments. It does two things. Number one, it builds rapport with your customer because you're spending 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours with them. You're learning about them on a personal level. You're learning about what they want, what they like, and you're helping them guiding through this process. The second part of it is I manage the buying of the materials. So I'm on site. When I'm on site with them picking out faucets, I know what exactly faucet they're picking out. So it helps the transition from when I turn the project over to my project manager or my business partner out in the field. I have an intimate relationship with the homeowner already. And I also know all the different materials that are going into that job. So I can answer any questions. I can pass all that information on. It makes the transition from customer to our side, construction side of things so much smoother. And that's, again, it all goes back to relationships. I'm building a relationship with the customer before I even come in their house. And that has been the biggest help for us. We get so many people telling us, I can't believe you guys do this. Thank God you were there. I wouldn't have been able to pick all these, make all these decisions. So we just saw so much value in it. And that's kind of setting us apart in our market.
Yeah. Back to the theme of this conversation is relationships, but my little asterisk is relationships are earned, not given. And the reason I say that is in Colorado, I own a window and door company and we call our showroom our experience center. And behind the scenes, we call it our test lab. And that relationship center, our experience center, is a place where our Colorado clients, the ones that come in and they're comfortable, right? So they're comfortable with us, they're comfortable with their clients. And you can fast track that part to get to the nitty gritty of you have so many decisions to make. You know your clients to say, they're going to be, this is important to them. And then we make sure we touch on what's important to them, especially on important decisions like windows and doors is what I fell in love with in this industry because they're a key element that they will get you to the next phase. They can make or break it, but they're structural, but they're also beauty elements that are hard to change, right? Right. And so if you have a decision maker that you know what makes your customers tick, it's kind of like back to the architect board with your background, right? You say, do these house boards or do this or do these plans or do all these things. Well, I call it the data drop chasm is every time if you just send somebody in, then they have to figure everything out and they're just not going to figure it out fast enough, right? So I totally agree with you, and especially on remodels because they look at it very differently versus a spec house where they're just coming and buying what you have. On a remodel, you have to hold their hand all the way through. And if you don't, then it's a pointing of the finger. And then that can hurt the relationship, right?
Absolutely. You know, and the other part of it, the other aspect that's really critical is we keep people on budget. You know what I mean? If they're looking at a faucet that's $400.
Wait. You mean if you just let them go in, the salesperson's going to upsell them?
Yep. And then that comes back to us though. You know, we're always tell people when we do our initial proposals to people, I always let them know, look, I'm going to give you realistic allowances for your faucets, your sinks, you know, your cabinets, because my competitors are probably going to give you a really low allowance. But because I take you to those appointments and I see what things cost, and I know that if I give you a $200 allowance for a faucet, and when you go to that plumbing supply place, and that most of the faucets in there are $500 to $600, now I'm present, you're going to look at me like I'm scamming you. You know, you undercut me on purpose. So I always tell people, I don't want that look. So I'm going to probably be more expensive than my competitor, but we're never going to have overcharges. We're never going to have, you know, anything that's going to cost you above your budget because I'm giving you realist numbers. And that's, again, we set the table for our clients being very honest and upfront. And it really pays dividends down the road when you're going through the process.
In Tribe, what he's talking about there is that under promise, over deliver, and not just starting and giving them a reason up front and saying, okay, when we're down there making selections, I don't want you to have look at me and say it's double the price of what you actually put in your line item for the budget. That's what I mean by I'm not the low cost provider. And you have to give an explanation to that up front. And if they don't buy into that explanation, then you don't want them as a customer, right? And so that the key thing of this is that relationship is you're dating at that point when you're in the bidding process, right? So you have to be real about it then. Because if you're going to be a pansy at that stage, it's not going to be fun for everybody through the process, right?
Exactly. We've developed a system where we actually ask people, we work backwards. We ask people what their budget is from the beginning. It's an uncomfortable conversation to have. And a lot of people are hesitant to do that. But once you explain why you're doing that, we always explain, hey, we want to know your budget so we can design a project that's going to fit your budget versus you going through this whole process, creating plans and us pricing this thing. And it's $50,000 over your budget. And then the project goes nowhere. So why don't we start from, let's put all the stuff on the table, put all the marbles on the table and look at everything from a whole and say, all right, I want to spend $75,000 on this remodel. Okay, this is what we can do for $75,000. It instantly drops, you know, the walls up from the customer, and they start to believe in you. They start to trust you a little bit more. And we found that process to be probably one of the biggest turning points in our company. And it also saves you a heck of a lot of time because you're going to get the calls and someone's going to call you and say, I got a 2,000 square foot basement we want to finish out. And if you ask that question, what's your budget? And they tell you $20,000, I don't waste the time to even go out there. Right. So it saves us time in the long run.
Qualify, and then get the right relationships. And then you got to build your tribe, right? We're always talking about the Art of Construction tribe with leaders like Jeff coming in today. But your leaders as a construction company, you're only as good as your team. So you had mentioned about the drywaller turned project manager. What about other relationships with your subcontractors?
So most of my subcontractors either been with me or my business partner for probably 15 plus years. And when you start to establish those kind of relationships, you establish a level of trust. I don't go out and get multiple bids for projects. I trust my electrician that he's going to give me the fairest price. I want people to make money. I want him to make money. So we develop that relationship. He doesn't feel like we're always checking his price. We don't, you know, obviously we understand what things cost. So if all of a sudden his price was really expensive, we would pick that up, but we allow him and give him trust to actually price a job based on what he thinks the job's going to cost versus me dictating things to him. So we develop the level of trust that way. We also pay our guy, you know, it's a simple thing, but pay your subcontractors as soon as you possibly can. When the job is done, don't wait 30 days. Obviously everyone needs to get paid. And I think once you develop that, you start paying people on time, that also develops a level of trust and they want to keep working for you because they know they're going to get paid. So there's so many different aspects of that side of the business, but then there's the personal side of stuff. You know, we take all our subcontractors. They're invited to all our events. We do hockey games, baseball games. We do a fishing trip. We do an actual company party where we have all our subcontractors come, you know, and it's a way for people to put down the tool belts, sit in, you know, in the back of someone's yard, have a beer, and you can talk about personality. You can learn about what they all are about. You can learn about their families. And then there's occasionally, you know, those little business meetings will pop up and you guys can discuss something that's, you know, causing a concern in the schedule or a changing, you know, something with to do with the quality of the job. And so you get all this conversation going that ultimately leads to wonderful things down the road, because now the electrician is thinking more about, hey, I'm part of this team. I'm part of True North. I should go and do this extra step because I think it's important for the job and the customer. So it just transcends. These relationships can transcend all the way through the jobs, from subcontractors all the way through your clients. You know, we talk about subcontractors, but we also offer a lot of our suppliers come to these trips and these events as well, because they're part of our team, and building that relationship is really key. Because, you know, I have my main supplier will call me all the time. We go to lunch once a month, and we talk about where pricing is going, how much lumber is going up. So we get a really good advance notice when he thinks things are going to be going up, so that it helps us, you know, charge properly, because we know something's coming down the line. If roofing's going up, we can charge for the cost of roofing going up. But it goes back to having that simple relationship, having that trust in someone where they're going to actually look out for your business.
Love it. Like we keep saying, relationships are earned, not given, but you don't want to take advantage of them. That's what you're talking about, building that trust, but don't break that trust. And then make sure you keep that relationship, but not just on the job site with him, you know, working the job, but also outside the job, really find out what makes them tick, right? And that is super cool stuff, man. So looking at your website and social media, you've continued to get more and more active online with new original content. What has the experience been like for you? And I know that's tough, right? Because there's only so much time in the day to go add this to the fold with everything else you got going on. Like when I'm looking at you going pink for cancer awareness and all this cool stuff all over your website, what's your take on that?
So it's great. We started out, doing like everyone else did. We did the traditional TV ads when we started the business. You know, didn't get much from them. And then I just ran into a guy that I knew locally. We were out at lunch and ran into him, and he used to be a producer he used to make movies, and he started his own business creating content for businesses. So he came in and talked to us, and it just made sense. You know, it just, the social media aspect, we're getting probably out of 10 calls, I'm getting probably 8 from social media. Up in our area, they have, each town has their own little Facebook group, and you get people on there, customers on there. And that's part, it goes back to the relationship. You do a really good job for someone. If someone gets on one of those chat lines and says, hey, I'm going to remodel my kitchen, any suggestions? We have clients that will literally just put our name in and say, you need to call these people. And it's just, social media has been an incredible marketing tool for us. It allows us to have some fun too. We started out doing your typical HDTV videos, putting them on Facebook, putting them on Instagram. You know, the feedback was okay. You know, they were kind of boring. And we had a great story that my video guy literally just kept a video running and didn't tell me and my business partner. And we went off on some tangent talking about sayings and you know, what do they really mean? We say them all the time. We don't know what they mean. It was probably a two minute video. He posted that. We got so many hits from that, and so many people chiming in from that. We just said, let's be more authentic. Let's just have fun with our videos. And we stopped doing the HD style videos. You know, we do things randomly. We'll do videos like if we're taking it, we did a company hike this year. We did a video on that. We do a lot of stuff with two support groups, Opening Doors Outdoors is a veterans group. We help them a lot. We do videos with them. Obviously the Pink Cancer Awareness, we do videos. But then we started doing videos on all our employees. We started highlighting each one of our employees. We did a fun video where me and my business partner would talk about them, and then we would show clips of them, and then they would make comments. And people really got drawn to just learning about the business. And for us, it's been a huge selling point, but it's also when we go to meet with someone, a lot of times they've already seen our videos. They see our personalities. They know how we're passionate about this industry. So when we're walking into someone's house, they already have a background on us because of the ability to use social media in these videos. And they already know us in a sense. And it really has helped us sell jobs because they're comfortable with who we are. They see our customer testimonials. You know, that's another thing. Is our video testimonials. I do video testimonials for almost every job. They're on my Facebook, they're on website. It's so much better than having a written testimonial, because you get someone actually speaking in front of a camera. You can show the project that you did. And those things have been tremendously powerful. we have, the most important thing is we have fun with these videos. We do some random videos. I just turned 50. That they surprised me for a birthday party. We filmed it. We put it up on the video. I got, you know, a million happy birthdays. You know, we came up with this incredible concept, kind of a funny concept called the milkman. And I'm sure you're aware of it, right? The milk, if you kind of slack on the, in the construction job, you used to always say, oh, you're milking that job. Well, we came up with a concept that was peer voted. And every month we voted who was the milkman of the month. And you had to take a magnet of a milkman and put it on your work truck for the month. and it became this fun thing. And we posted a video. We did like a Survivor video where we did votes. And it was this big thing. And we got so much feedback from that. But we have fun. Our guys enjoy it. It's just a great way to express who you are, and what your values are for your company. I think it's an incredible tool.
Three words: authenticity, video, fun. Yep. That's how you market today. You just nailed it. All right. And if you're not having fun with it and not being authentic, people see right through that. Right. And they don't want to be sold to, but build that, you know, I mean, a shout out to you. The other thing is that just taking that extra distance, you know, I like to point out, I think back of different podcasts where I always ask what your favorite beverage is. And a guy said a beer, and he mailed me a six pack of that beer. I've told more people that story, and you can go back to show notes and see who that is. If you're curious, I will dangle the carrot. But the other thing is, shout out to Jeff, is that I'm sitting here wearing the hat, and I am a fan of True North in a different way, because you took a little bit more time to send me a note leading up to this. So those personal touches, but having as much fun as possible. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, one thing I wanted to go ahead.
Well, we're doing we do Christmas videos. So we, in this area, we have it's a Christmas parade the weekend of Thanksgiving. We did a big float last year and we just had a blast. And we did a whole video just on that, us building the float and then the parade. But this year, because of COVID, we are going to do a TikTok video with all our guys. And we're doing the scene from Elf where he comes in. I don't know if you remember, and he calls he calls the short guy like an elf, and the guy goes crazy, runs across and grabs Will Ferrell. We're going to reenact that on a TikTok video. And that's going to be up on our website and our Instagram. Cool. And just basically that's going to be our Christmas message here today. Thank you for everything. And here's a little funny video. So
we'll make sure you tag the Art of Construction in, and my team, Scotty and the team, will make sure to share it. And that's really how this whole works, you know. And people, when I set out, you know, almost 6 years ago, when I started this podcast before podcasting was the cool thing, and they're like, well, how are you going to do this? I'm like, well, I'm just a guide interviewing whoever I get to interview, right? So today I get to learn all about True North and what makes Jeff tick, and he'll tell the True North team, and they all become part of the Art of Construction, right? And so that's how you build these different platforms in today's marketplace. And COVID has forced us to really get serious about it that way, because you can't just go there like we want to go there. You have to, and right now the book you got to go read is, and I wouldn't actually read it. I would do the Audible, because he's just so cool. All right. Matthew McConaughey. Right now we're in all these red lights, and man, it's going to turn into a green light. And that's really what I hear you saying, Jeff, is like, you're taking the time to what really makes the green lights go for True North. So I want to go into a focused item for the tribe that when we were researching your website, is you have this offices at Addison Square. And one thing that I'm curious about for you to talk, like, how did you do that? Why did you do that? But you allow businesses to buy office space versus leasing. And I'm curious about that.
So I developed a product when I was out in Minnesota. It's an office condo product. And basically, you sell individual units. They're about 1,350 square feet, completely flexible. You can design the interiors to fit whatever need the business is. The whole building, they're fourplexes or they're fiveplexes, but the whole building is flexible. So you could link two units together. If someone needs 2,700 square feet, you could sell someone a whole building for 5,400 square feet. So we try to make it as flexible as possible. But one of the big things is I'm a small business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I want people to have a benefit of owning versus leasing. It's no different than leasing an apartment versus owning a house. You obviously you're paying your, we always say you're paying yourself, because when you're paying that mortgage, you're paying your interest and your principal down. And then at the end of your business in 10, 15 years, 20 years, whatever you decide to do, you have an asset that you can turn around and sell. So you're building equity for 10, 15, 20 years. And we just felt like it was a great tool for us to be able to bring it, roll it out to small business owners. And it gives them an ability to customize their space. And while you're doing that, you're building equity and you're have an asset at the end of the business. So it's just, we felt like it was a great selling point versus leasing, because everyone leases. But in our area, small businesses, you have to either find an old house and convert those to offices, which are inefficient. The layouts are inefficient too, as well as the electrical and HVAC in that. So we just wanted to give small businesses a different opportunity to own something that and create something brand new that could benefit them down the road.
Intriguing. We'll put information on the show notes if you want to get in touch and learn more about that. The other thing is that, you know, so remodeling, but then you talk about how you've now recently launched a new roofing division. How has that gone for you? And is it hard to balance that division with other services you offer when we talk about your new launch of True North Roofing?
We were a little surprised when we did it, you know, that we were concerned about obviously the COVID, but we did it right in the middle of COVID. And there's twofold. We wanted, obviously we do a lot of roofing because of the fact that I'm doing additions. And then obviously with my office condos, we'll have a bunch of roofs to do. But really our main focus was to create the recurring revenue. And it's just another avenue for us to get our name out there. Now I have my name, my yard sign is out on someone's yard. We're having a conversation with another potential customer that we probably wouldn't have talked to about remodeling. And so it's another way for us to get a client stream, recurring revenue, and we keep everything in house now. And we were a little concerned with launching it in the middle of COVID, but it's actually turned out to be pretty good. We've already done probably 25 roofs. Next year we're shooting for 75. We wanted to bring a different level of customer service, the total quality management process behind it, to the roofing business, and try to offer people something different. We're packaging roofing, gutters, gutter guards, and we're also brought our insulation company in. We have a lot of problems up in this area with ice dams. So we brought our insulation company in to help us with the ventilation and getting people's attics properly insulated. So you eliminate a lot of those ice dams. It fit in really well. We brought on a sales guy, and that's his main job. He's doing all the sales. But it's actually gone really, really well through COVID. And we think it's going to be a big hit going forward in 2021.
Cool. Yeah. After the riches are in the niches, right? You got your remodel, but once you get that dialed in, then you can start have other focuses. So thanks for sharing that with us. And also congrats on all your recent awards, man. Your website's full of them. A Best of Hartford 2018, 2019, Remodeling Meg's Big 50. As we're kind of winding this down, what's next for True North, and what else do you want to put out there to the Art of Construction tribe?
Well, we and it's funny timing, but yesterday we heard that we won the 2020. So 3 years in a row, we've won the Best of Hartford, and it's a magazine in this area that you can go and look and see. You know, people will open it up and it'll say best remodeling company, top three remodeling companies. So it's another avenue for us to use that as obviously marketing, but it also, when people pull that magazine up, we're getting a lot of calls from that. What's next? You know, we're not sure. We're going to keep continuing on growing the business. We started back in 2017. It was just me and my business partner. And now we're up to 11 employees in about 4 years. So we feel like we're just going to keep growing, and we're going to slowly keep this thing moving in a really positive direction, and just keep the passion that we have for this industry and thoroughly try to enjoy every day of it. You know, the concern through COVID, you know, everyone was really nervous in the beginning of this. We were nervous as well. You know, we started questioning are we going to be able to survive a complete shutdown? We've actually thrived in it. We've hired people. We've brought on more vehicles, added to our vehicles. So we're always at the mindset for us that even this pandemic's been an incredibly difficult challenge, that even when you have these type of things, there's always positive things that you can find, and turn that into something positive. And if you would have told me we'd be able to grow this business this year, I would have said you're crazy. But I think if you settle back down, you take a look, you calm yourself and say, all right, what can we benefit from this problem or this issue? How can we have a positive outcome? That's one of the best things we've done this year, is really slowed down and really started saying, what can we get out of this pandemic, you know, in a positive way. You know, I know there's a lot of negativity out there, and it's a terrible thing, but we really tried to focus on staying positive and using it to our advantage.
Congrats, man. And thanks for taking the time to say that. You know, I mean, the leaders of the tribe need to hear that right now. So the last couple of questions I want to put out that we ask everybody when we get the pleasure of having them come into Studio Art of Construction is, what is your crystal ball for the future of technology and construction as you're living it day in, day out in the construction field doing your remodel? And we have all kinds of cool companies we're talking with about their different construction technology platforms. What do you think the crystal ball is for the future with that?
I think it's just going to keep expanding, going into obviously more apps and more access through your phone. We do, we use BuilderTrend for our project management software, and our clients absolutely love that. It allows you to interact with the client. They get to see all their plans, their selections. It's a great tool. But we also use stuff like T-Sheets. I manage all our guys on an app called T-Sheets, where they go out to a job, they clock in and they clock out when they leave. And it's a great tool for us to be able to send right to the accountant to do all the, the weekly paychecks and everything based on that. We also use obviously a GPS, an app that allows us to chart our miles. So I think that's the future of it. I think there's going to be more and more apps that are geared towards construction, where workers, employees, owners can all be, mobile on their phone. I think that's where the future is headed in terms of technology. I think we're going to slowly be more mobile, get out of the office more, and we're going to have the ability to use our phones. This year I started using an iPad and started going out to all my sales calls. When I measure a kitchen, I draw right on my iPad. It's been wonderful. I come back to the office, upload it to the file. My estimator has my drawings, all my notes. It sped us up. So I think, those types of things are what's the future of this industry is.
Yeah, if you haven't got on if you're a contractor and you haven't looked at one of the platforms, you're spot on, Jeff. And if you want to learn more about BuilderTrend, we actually did a whole deep dive series where we interviewed employee number one and then the founder, Dan Houghton, and listening to their story. And they from that podcast, we helped them launch their own podcast. That's super cool. So that's, whatever platform you go with, but BuilderTrend is definitely one to check out there. So thanks for sharing that. So in closing, we always ask this when we get to have leaders come in and tell us their story. Jeff, what is that one thing for contractors and its affiliates for them to go out and think about to go out and crush it in their business?
So I would say the one thing is have a strong social media game. I think that's where you're going to get a lot of referrals, a lot of benefit. People can see your business, see your projects, see your quality of work. And then the second thing, I'm going to harp right back to what we started this conversation with, is relationships. They transcend from contractors. When you have a really good relationship with your contractor, that is going to transcend into your job, and the client's going to see that your electrician really cared about what he was doing. I think that is the biggest thing I can say, is if build really good relationships with people, because they're going to come back to you down the road with future jobs, future referrals. I think seriously, relationships to me is the most important thing.
Jeff, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story, man. And we're honored to have a relationship with you and the True North team through the Art of Construction.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. We've enjoyed the conversation, and I appreciate it.
Likewise, man. Cheers. Relationships, relationships, relationships. If you didn't hear why, you better go back and listen to this one more time, because that's what it's all about, Tribe. And that's why I started this, and we're honored. And we've stopped saying the numbers. I'd have to have my editing team, but I think we're now 450,000 listens, and a True North now is going to go out and share it, because they understand how social media works, right? And they're going to use this tool, just like you should use this tool, to learn and be the go-giver that we all want to be, and go out and crush it together and build those relationships that are lasting. And hey, I can't wait to go back, and I'm going to be searching and watching and following their social media for that TikTok video when it comes holiday season, to have the elves running around and have as much fun as possible. Hopefully you got some golden nuggets there like I did, Tribe. Crush it out.